Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. On Wednesday night, I went along to the Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards, and as you can hear from my voice, 3 days later, I'm still getting over one of the biggest nights in New Zealand music. Tiki Tane opened the 2008 Vodafone Music Awards with his song Tangaroa, nominated for Best Video. With him on stage, a Kapa Haka group and his father. The guest international presenter for the night was Michael Franti of Spearhead.
I thought it was great. You know, I started coming here in 93.
To the awards or to New Zealand?
To New Zealand.
Right, yep.
Actually, I started coming here to the spot where they built this damn Coliseum. I used to come out here and chill. It used to be a park. We used to have kids playing Frisbee and riding around.
I'm going to tell you something on the down low. We've still got other places to chill.
Oh, okay,
they haven't
cool.
built Coliseums
Good.
Anymore.
I'm glad. But when I first came here, you know, a lot of the music sounded like, especially the urban hip-hop music, sounded like what was happening in other places. It was like almost like a copy. But over this time, since I've been here in the last 15 years, there's really, people have taken on their own identity and put it into the music. And it's great to see today that you know, Aotearoa has its own sound, its own style, its own representation of culture and music and art and the people and own way of dancing, and it's good.
I suppose most places you start by copying, don't you?
Yeah.
Great artists,
yeah.
Great musicians, that's you start it. By copying.
Good, they say, good who, bands who borrow, great bands steal.
One award Franti presented was Best Dance Electronica Album. The award ended up in the hands of Recluse, but fellow nominees were Shapeshifter. Here's the band singer P. Diggs.
Tonight, well, it's quite interesting affair. It's always fun seeing so many different people, and we actually like, it's one of the only times in the calendar of the year that you actually get this many people in the same room.
It'll
this
be the
many
only time
artists.
That you'll be standing here with Op Shop and Nikamore, Sheha.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah.
And we've got good friends like I love the Sheha boys and all that.
Is this where all those bands are formed? All those sort of super groups and Wellington bands. Do you think they're formed in rooms like this right here, right now? That next thing you know, you'll be doing doing a single with Anika, and you'll be doing something else, or something, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say this was, well, it's also, yeah, this is a harbouring ground. This is a great harbouring ground for that stuff. There's a lot of people that no doubt they would have met each other in here and go like, let's further. Let's take it off further.
This is the musical sort of version of Amway, really, isn't it? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, bro.
It's a whole lot of people sort of going.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. That's like, oh, that's exactly what I was saying. That's why I rate it. To come down here for us in the industry, it's like one of the only times where we get to mingle and schmooze and
yeah.
chill with a whole bunch of other people that you don't normally get to hang out in the same room with. Like bands, there's like loads of bands in there. It's awesome.
One of those bands was Element OP, and even though they weren't winners on the night, at least Dave was able to enjoy the free food and alcohol.
Have you had a good night? As you're standing outside in the alleyway outside the Music Awards, eating what looks to be a box of potato wedges?
Yeah, I'd eat in it right now.
Have you had a good night?
Yeah, it's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, but plenty of booze here tonight, Dave?
Not enough, really, to be honest. Pretty limited, actually.
The Music Awards is always a good chance to see your favourite bands performing, even though they're only playing one song. Sheha, as always, managed to rock the party. Here's the band's singer, John Toogood, who's just recently moved back to Melbourne.
It is peer pressure, but it's really funny. Like I brought my daughter up from Wellington. She still lives in Wellington.
She's looking about as old as I was when I first bought that the Devolve EP,
yeah,
was it?
Bizarre. Yeah, it's
when I, you know, he'd like a hole, and you were playing for $5 a night at the car
yeah,
park.
Yeah, no, totally.
And now you've got one that age.
Yeah.
Do you let her go out, knowing what you know?
Knowing what I know. Well, no, actually, she's what I like. She's really picky, so that's good. Keeps her away from all the bad news fest. But
seventh album now.
It is seventh. Yeah,
big day out this year.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure yet.
It hasn't been announced yet, has it?
No,
it's the
it
big
hasn't.
One that everyone's waiting for.
But,
Will Sheehard rock the big day out 2009?
We'll see. I mean, I really enjoyed the one at the start of this year. I thought it was going to be pretty hard to top that one.
Is there something, just a sexual fetish perhaps, that certain people have watching 40,000 people move as one? Because I always imagine there's a guy up the back of that crowd going, yeah, move as one, right. Move as one.
That's the best feeling in the world. I mean, that's it. After you've played for 20 years, that's my show. I get to watch that.
And it's like everyone going,
and the more that shit happens, the more I go, this is worth it, you know? Like, this is the fun bit, you know?
And tonight, the winner is the best rock album, She-Ha!
So She-Hard have another award to add to their impressive collection. So what does a band with nearly 20 years of music awards do with them all? I asked Carl.
I've got about three. I've got I think I've got best artwork for General Electric in 2000, and
did you do the artwork?
Yeah, I did the artwork. Okay, so right.
There's a graphic designer out there who's not
happy. Really bummed out. Yeah. No, I grabbed that one, and I think I've got I think I've got album of the year, one of the album of the years. So I don't know which one.
Does your nana have anything on it?
No, actually, they all live at my mum's.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Because I suppose you guys have been moving around a bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Where are you based at the moment?
Melbourne, for the last 10 years.
Is John based back here?
He's just moved this year back to Melbourne.
Right, yeah. Like the pressure, got the peer pressure.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, it's where the live work is for us, you know. I mean, we can come over here and do about six to ten shows, or maybe a dozen shows a year. In Australia, we've already done about 70 or 80 in Australia alone already, so... just keeps us busy over there.
You are, for the record, still a New Zealand band, of course. And
very much so. I mean, listen to my bloody accent.
So, it's a good... I mean, how doesn't the live scene over there differ from the New Zealand scene here? I mean, just more of it?
Yeah, I mean, on a basic level, it's pure population. You know, I mean, in the last tour we did through Australia, we spent 2.5 weeks in Sydney alone playing suburbs as well as the city. So... I mean, that was 10, that was about, 8 to 10 shows just in Sydney. You know, not driving any more than an hour. Obviously, the development of, I suppose, people knowing about going to shows and all that kind of stuff is a bit more advanced over there. But that's also pure population, and also because they can do things on a bigger scale, you know?
So the fact that you've just won Best Rock Album means that obviously the new album is pretty good. You happy with
this? Yeah, I am happy. I'm very happy.
I mean, that must be pretty cool because this is album number 5, 7. Because how long has She Hard been around for?
It's 20 years this year.
20 years?
Yeah.
Because you're like New Zealand, you're getting like to be like New Zealand's Rolling Stones, aren't you? Am I? So 20 years.
Well, it's kind of funny because I was sort of like Neil Finn, Dave Dobbin has been the grandfathers of the music scene, you know. But I actually think we might have become... Well, when I look at the young bands today...
Oh, the young bands today.
some of them weren't even born when we started. So I think we must be the granddaddies, which must mean that Dave and Neil Finn must be the great-granddaddies.
Other granddaddies of rock at the awards were The Straitjacket Fits, who received the Legacy Award and were the fourth inductees into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame. So, how does it feel to be awarded the Legacy Award when you are still heavily involved in the music industry?
Yeah, it is actually a bit weird, bro, because I kind of feel like I've been consigned to the museum and I'm not quite ready for that. There's that kind of aspect to it, you know, and it's kind of like, oh well, being put to bed by the man, and it's sort of this attendant respectability and all that kind of stuff. I'm not actually into being, you know, respected by New Zealand, bro.
At the same.
Well, then again, you know, it's kind of good. You know what I'm saying, though. You know,
I do, absolutely.
I've never wanted to be a family favourite.
You had what's known as a standing ovation there just before. Although, right. I said the back half of the room stood up because they couldn't see over the front half of the room that was standing up.
Right, they wanted to see what they were actually standing up for, and then they thought, oh, who?
Who are those guys?
Yeah, who are those old guys getting up? They're standing up for them.
That must be pretty freaky for a dirty old rocker like yourself. You've got a room full of thousands of people all on their feet clapping because of something, you know, because of something you've done.
Yeah, no, well, bro, you know, all cynicism aside, it is actually a nice gesture, and in some ways, you know, it's good for our band. And like I said on stage, you know, like we weren't actually taken seriously by a lot of the mainstream when we were going, you know, so, and, you know, and they kept telling us, you know, there's that whole attitude towards bands like us that we weren't doing the real McCoy, you know, that we weren't real bands, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and couldn't play and had badly recorded records, blah, blah, blah. But if you listen to those people, bro, we would have sounded like any other forgotten, you know, late 80s New Zealand rock band. And I'm really glad we didn't. And so I'm proud about that.
The big winners on the night were Op Shop.
One day you'll understand how much you have me. One day you'll realise we have it easy.
and Flight of the Conchords, who took out the coveted Album of the Year and Best Group Awards.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
After the break, David gets down and dirty with rock and roll, Devonport style, and we speak to Michael Parmenter about his latest production.
Ladies in the world, and the girls, but don't forget them
Caribbean
girls. Ladies,
Parisian,
ladies,
Bolivia,
ladies,
Namibia,
ladies,
Eastern Indochina,
ladies,
Republic of Dominica,
ladies,
Amphibia, Presbyterian,
lady,
out of sight,
amazing lady,
late night,
hard-working lady,
erudite,
brain and lady,
hermaphrodite,
lady man lady.
Are you sexy hermaphrodite, lady man ladies? You're sexy lady bits, and you're sexy man bits too. Even you must be into you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All the ladies in the world, I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude. By making love to you, it's the least we can do. If every soldier in the world put down his weapon and picked up a woman, what a peaceful world this world would be. Redheads not warheads, blondes not bombs. Ooh, we're talking about brunettes not fighter jets. Oh, oh, it's got to be sweet 16s, not M16s. When will the governments realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision and all I can see is only you with the all of me in a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of pretty.
I've been to Paris, Wellington and Amsterdam and a wham bam, Mercer, Duncan, thank you, man. I don't care if you're ugly or you're skanky or you're small, just wanna do a little something special for you all.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
Oh, all the old ladies, all the clean ladies.
Just wanna do something special.